Homage to Sakyamuni Buddha, homage to Vajrasattva, homage to Padmasambhava, homage to all the lineage masters, homage to His Holiness Jamyan Luntu Gelson. We pray to Jamyan Luntu Gelson, please bless us, bless all the students, that they may give rise through their practice to genuine bodhicitta and genuine belief in the three jewels. His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, please bless that all students may give rise to genuine bodhicitta. First, we must understand which dharma it is suitable for us to practice according to our time, our age, our work, our family, and in this way that we have a hope to complete our aspiration. Just like work, we see what work is suitable for ourselves to do, and then we engage in that work. The same is for practice. See which practice is suitable for ourselves. And the great perfection is a supreme dharma, and it will enable us to transcend the whole of samsara and attain Buddhahood. And in terms of the dharma, there really is no dharma more auspicious than the great perfection. And even although it is the supreme dharma, it also has its system of study, reflection, and practice. And irrespective of what dharma we are practicing, all of them have a complete system to enable us to achieve liberation. And that all includes a system of study, reflection, and practice, irrespective of whether it is in the Hinayana, the Mahayana, the great perfection, whichever practice we are engaging in. And it's the same for Mahamudra, it's the same for the Madhyamaka. And what is the shortfall, or what is lacking for most of the students, is the practice. Many of the students have done a lot of study, and they have very high levels of study, and they may have studied many texts. However, in terms of practice, the students are really lacking in terms of practice. And we could say that for many of the students, although they have a lot of theory and learning, they are at a level of zero in terms of practice. And those students that have this foundation of study, it's very important that you grasp the time and opportunity to engage in practice. And then all of the content which we have learnt in terms of study and theory, we can now apply and complete in terms of the realization of practice also. In terms of theory, and this is for the middle way, the Madhyamaka, the great perfection, there really are many, many different theories, and this is also including the normal cities and the supreme cities. And it's so vast that we would never be able to finish studying all of it in one lifetime. And once we've attained a certain level of theory, we must definitely supplement it with practice. Of course, in the beginning, we need the foundation of the theory. And then with the backing of the theory, we then reapply ourselves with practice, and definitely it's going to bring about a different result in terms of practice. There is also the process of study, reflection, and practice in terms of the great perfection, irrespective of whether we are practicing Mahamudra, we are practicing the middle way, we are practicing Mahayana. All of them have the inclusion of the practice of bodhicitta, and this is all the same. And then after that, when we are practicing wisdom emptiness, then there might be differences in the methods of the practice in order to realize this, whether we are practicing the Mahamudra or we are practicing the great perfection. For instance, it would give rise to anger, and in order to deal with this anger, we might be given different methods to deal with this anger. If we are practicing Zen, or we are practicing the Mahamudra, or we are practicing Mahayana, or we are practicing the great perfection, the methods to transform these afflictions are different. And in terms of the great perfection, there are two ways for us to be able to realize the wisdom emptiness. The first of those methods is through practice, through practicing the preliminary practices, the outer preliminary practices, practicing the inner preliminary practices, through the practices of meditation. Then we are able to, through this experience, get to realize the true nature of mind. And the second is through this unmoving belief in the three jewels, in the Dharma, and in one's Vajraguru, and in this way, to be able to recognize the true nature of mind. And we have these two methods. The result is the same, although the process to get the same result is different. What is the Dharma that is going to enable us to free ourselves and to resolve these afflictions? And the most applicable Dharma for us is the one that we must use now, as I mentioned to you just a few days ago. It is the Dharma that you feel most comfortable practicing. For instance, if you are used to practicing Amitabha practice, then this is the one that you apply. If what you find is the most useful is Vajrasattva, then you recite Vajrasattva. Or for instance, somebody who's been practicing the great perfection for a long time, what they are most accustomed to is recognizing the true nature of mind. Maybe through their study, their reflection, their belief, and their diligent practice, they have the recognition of the true nature of mind, maybe just for a short while or for more extended periods. However, this is what they are most accustomed to, and so this is what they will use in their practice. And the Dharma that you are most accustomed to is going to be the Dharma that is going to be the most beneficial for you in those circumstances. For other people, it might be the practice of Avalokiteshvara. And so this is what they are most used to. And so this is what is going to be the best Dharma to practice. Apply the Dharma that you are most used to. For myself, it is the practice of Guru Yoga. And why? Because I have met His Holiness Lama Ajahn Khrumbhushe. I spent many years by the side of His Holiness Lama Ajahn Khrumbhushe. So even although I might not have the realization of wisdom emptiness, still the practice that I am most used to is the great perfection. And so the Dharma that I am most used to is the practice of Guru Yoga. And in this way, we train ourselves and then practice, keep it simple. What happens with many students is they try and make the practice very complicated. And maybe this is because they give themselves too much pressure. And so the more they practice, the further away they are from the Dharma. And then the genuine Dharma we haven't actually been practicing. And our Vajraguru give us the instructions. And so it's very important now that we go and apply ourselves in these Pith instructions, and that we don't waste our time. If we wish to attain enlightenment, then it is through the guidance of an enlightened guru that we must get these Pith instructions. Otherwise, if we are not, then our practices are just going to be that of accumulating merit, but they won't be the practices of attaining enlightenment. Why do we think that the enlightened gurus are so important? It's because if we wish to attain enlightenment or liberation, then it is with an enlightened or liberated guru with which we must practice and follow their guidance. And to do this, it's very important that we follow a very pure lineage, for instance, like that of His Holiness Jigme Ponsok or His Holiness Lama Ajahn Khrumbhushe. And it's with these enlightened gurus that we must then practice. And never mind for attaining Buddhahood, it's also for that life after life that we may be able to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. And so to attain enlightenment is very important that we practice with those gurus who have perfected compassion and perfected enlightenment. And then through practicing with them, we are able to attain states of realization that may be very close to their states of realization. And an enlightened teacher for this is very important. And the more we practice, the more simple the instructions become. Not complicated. Simple. Simple to what extent? Is that eventually the instruction of our practice is to abide in the true nature of mind. And to be able to achieve this definitely needs to be done through practicing and realizing the practice. All of these strong three poisons, our attachment, aversion, our ignorance, gradually through our practice, we will reduce them. So as if immediately they are removed, gradually, gradually, we reduce them. Day by day, year by year, we can reduce them and we feel more and more pure. And then whatever practices we are doing, if we're reciting mantras, we are accumulating merit, engaging in virtuous activities, whatever the practice, our mind is more and more pure. And gradually improving in this way, day by day, everybody is able to do this.